Nichelle Nichols, groundbreaking star of the original Star Trek TV series, has died at the age of 89. Here's a look back at the life of a performer whose role helped people reach for the stars. The year 1966. It was the year after the Voting Rights Act was passed, allowing blacks to help pick the nation's leaders, and a dozen years after the Supreme Court ruled that racial segregation in its schools was unconstitutional. But on TV in 1966, there was a different event that would help shape how people in America saw each other.
Space, the final frontier.
As the NBC series Star Trek made its debut, creator Gene Roddenberry cast Nichelle Nichols, who he used to date, as part of a multinational cast that sought to conquer a much more earthbound issue, race. Her role as Lieutenant Uhura on the original TV series broke barriers in several ways. Before that, black women were basically limited to roles as servants. But in this series, Nichols accepted the role of the communications officer on the USS Enterprise as the ship headed out to where no man had gone before. But by the end of the first season, Nichols said she was gone. But her decision ended up being undone after an encounter with civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. In this 1994 Associated Press interview, Nichols picked up the story, noting that King was having none of that.
He said, "You cannot. You absolutely cannot. Don't you realize that you have the very first non-stereotypical role on television? Think about it. This isn't a black role. This isn't a female role. This is a role you have created with intelligence and dignity."
So Nichols decided to return to Star Trek, but there was that little matter about her having quit. She described what happened when she went to Roddenberry to tell about her encounter with King.
A tear came to Gene's eye and he said, "God bless this man. Someone knows what I am attempting to achieve."
Nichols returned and ended up staying on the show throughout its network run, and she appeared on the 6 Star Trek movies that the series spawned. She was also a regular at Trekkie conventions until 2008, when her health began to decline because of advanced dementia.
"To explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life, a new civilization."
Having already made an impression on Star Trek with her mere presence, Nichols made an even bigger impression with her lips. Her season 3 interracial on-screen kiss with co-star William Shatner was something unheard of at the time. The episode saw the characters forced to lock lips by aliens who were controlling their actions. The idea of a white man and black woman kissing on TV was literally alien to a national audience at the time, but Nichols would say decades later that she really didn't give it a second thought.
"It seems so silly now, doesn't it? I mean, that was such a big deal. Not the kiss. I really enjoyed the kiss. And but when I saw it, I went, oh, good, a great scene. You know, I wasn't thinking the first interracial kiss.
To boldly go where no man has gone before."
It was that kind of determination and spirit, going boldly, if you will, that made Nichelle Nichols an inspiration for others. At one point, she even worked as a recruiter for NASA, urging women and minorities to make their own dreams of reaching for the stars take off. In fact, one of those Nichelle Nichols inspired went on to make some history of her own. Dr. Mae Jemison became the first black woman in space, flying on the space shuttle Endeavour in 1992. And she would often note that it was Nichols' Lieutenant Uhura character that inspired her to become an astronaut. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.